When I had finished my teaching degree at McAllister College, I worked at a school called Muslim Community School, and a year after I started there, it had some financial issues, and it stopped being a school. And my two younger sons were little. One was coming up to about preschool, and my husband and I were talking, you know, what could we do? We lived in St. Paul, West Side, and we had a big house. So we started with 12 students, and my husband taught Arabic and Islamic studies, and I taught the English subjects, and we did that for that year. The next year, there were 29 students, and there's no way that I could do that myself. So there were a couple of mothers who are now both in education. One was a principal in Morocco, and the other one is a leading speaker in Houston, Texas. We got together and we taught 29 children in our house. The house was full. The only place that was left that was not school, you know, blackboards and desks, was our bedrooms. The next year we had 54, and it was just way too much, and it was infringing on our privacy too much. So we came to the Islamic Center, and we begged them. We said, you have this beautiful school throughout the week, empty, completely empty. We would really like it if you could rent us rooms on the old building side on the right and on the left, that first hallway. And alhamdulillah, we convinced them, and the school's been here ever since. What I'm proud of the school is that it has continued and become a very good school. New building. So the community has come together and supported it. One of the things that I've learned through my experience in life is that faith-based institutions are extremely the same. We're teaching values to our kids. And if we get into relationships with those faith-based communities, we make a bigger community. Whether it's a Christian issue or a Jewish issue or a Muslim issue, it's really when we stick together, we have more power.